Coming to you live from the No Panic Zone in Studio G, I'm Steve Gruber. Thank you for being here. It's the Steve Gruber Show for Friday, March the 27th, 2020. God bless America. Here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, I'll bet you didn't know that Typhoid Mary spent decades in prison. In fact, she died there in 1938. Now governors and mayors and attorney generals are threatening people during a public health crisis 100 years later. Chicago ready to arrest. Number two, Wall Street recorded a third day in a row of positive territory, up more than 1,300 points before sliding back. Those gains despite an unprecedented 3.3 million unemployment claims last week. And number one, it is time to address the numbers and the reckless computer modeling. So many are relying on those numbers that it's feeding the panic in so many places. Politicians are not doing anyone any good by jumping to worst-case scenarios. The media is not doing anyone any favors either, making wild and dark predictions about how many cases and how many deaths we're going to see. You know, a couple of weeks ago, reports predicted 3 million would die in America. Now the breathtaking bright red headlines on Drudge and elsewhere is 80,000 people will die. Bold, screaming headlines. Well, that's quite a difference, isn't it? 3 million to 80,000. Quite a difference. Fear-mongering at its very worst. And here's something that you need to hear. You need to hear about Niall Ferguson. Niall Ferguson is a British scientist. He ignited the world's drastic response to the Wuhan virus when he published a bombshell report that predicted 2.2 million Americans or more would die from the coronavirus, and that more than half of the Brits would be killed as well, after both the U.S. and the U.K. governments effectively shut their citizens down and crushed their economies. He says, oh, you know what? I was wrong. I was wrong, he says. Ferguson's report came from Imperial College, which White House and other officials took quite seriously, quite literally, said that if the U.S. and the U.K. did not shut down for 18 months and isolation measures were not taken, we would expect a peak in mortality deaths to occur at approximately 3 months. His model showed overflowing hospitals, ICU beds, death and destruction. And yes, we've had a tough time in Italy and Spain, and those things are true. But nowhere near the numbers. Nowhere near the numbers predicted by Ferguson and other mathematical models that seem quite reckless. The governor of Michigan, Gretchen Whitmer, predicted 7 million people in Michigan would be infected with the disease. 1 million would go to the hospital. That's what she said Monday of this week before shutting the state down for 21 days. And I say, based on what? Based on what were these wild accusations and projections made? Dr. Deborah Birx, the White House coronavirus response coordinator, reportedly said that the administration was particularly focused on the Imperial College's report conclusion that entire households should stay in isolation for 14 days minimum if anybody suffered from COVID-19. But after tens of thousands of restaurants, bars, businesses shut down, people have lost their jobs, 3.3 million unemployment claims filed last week alone. Never in America have we seen anything like it. During the worst week of the 2008 recession downturn, the worst week, now make that the worst month, was 800,000 unemployment claims. 3.3 million last week. The worst month in 2008, 800,000. Ferguson, by the way, has since tested positive for the Wuhan virus, not issued any retraction or apologies, just said he was wrong. The Imperial College report, also the basis for the modeling used by the website COVID Act Now. COVID Act Now. You should look these things up, which local and state officials in the U.S. then used to require shelter-in-place mandates. COVID Act Now, which was founded by a handful of Democratic activists in Silicon Valley. It's an online mapping tool that generates models predicting coronavirus hospitalizations, which have already proved to be wildly inaccurate. Wildly inaccurate thus far. So that's why you're here, so that we can keep a handle on what's real and what's not. Stick close with real numbers and stay in the no panic zone. Do the right thing. Follow the recommendations at this point. But 80,000 deaths, by the way, that's the new prediction, 80,000 deaths in the next 4 months. That's the big headline from Paris AFP. COVID-19 could lead to more than 80,000 deaths in the United States and overwhelm hospital capacity as soon as April, even if social distancing measures are respected, according to new research revealed on Thursday. Well, this same place, this same outlet was predicting 2 to 3 million deaths, 15 million deaths worldwide. Now, the U.S. death toll has passed 1,000 now, with 85,000 confirmed cases. More than 550,000 people have been tested in the U.S., and the numbers are growing daily. We'll have close to 1 million people tested by the time we get to the end of the weekend. But 81,000 deaths in America, not to be taken lightly, but for perspective, that would equate to 0.0002% of the population. 0.0002% of the population. So I just want you to have perspective. I'm not taking lightly how serious it is. In New York City, it's a grave situation in some hospitals, a difficult situation, but not as bad as we were led to believe. And it's time that people stop throwing numbers around and projections around that are indefensible, that are reckless, that are frankly wrong. It's time to be done with that. It's time to rely on facts and science and see what we actually know for ourselves. And Democrats and the media must stop telling us that millions are going to die. I've had it up to here. I'm done with it. It's time for honest numbers that have a baseline of understanding. And what I mean by that is, in order to understand these things, you have to understand the rate of infection, the ROI. Some people believe it's about 2.5. Maybe it is. It might be lower. But that would make it about three times as infectious as the flu. Okay. Who gets infected? Who's most likely to be infected with this illness? People packed together in cities? Is it people that are a bit older? Yes. But does it also get young people? Yes. But you don't know the variables. We also don't know if social distancing is working. We don't have enough information in the mathematical equation to make these kind of outrageous estimates. Is it possible 80,000 people could die? Sure, it's possible. Now that America has more cases reported than any place else in the world, I say more reported because that's the big breathless headline today, of course. America has surpassed China. Well, have we or have we not? China had almost 4,000 deaths reported. In order to reach that level, we have just over 1,000 here, 1,700, I guess, what we have. 1,700 deaths in the United States, off from 85,000 reported. Does that mean our death rate is that much lower than China, or China just hasn't told the truth? I'm going to go with the latter. Fact of the matter is these wild predictions fuel panic, fuel anxiety, and fuel the feelings of desperation, and it must stop. It must stop. So it stops here in the no panic zone. We're going to dig deeper into these numbers and tell you why these numbers can't be trusted at this point. It's the Steve Gerber Show.
Nobody has to tell you we're dealing with issues we have never seen before. We're getting advice on if you should go to work, if you should go out to eat, and even how to wash your hands. But with what's been happening on Wall Street, is anyone giving you advice on your retirement accounts? How would you like to put a little social distancing between you and the losses that you're seeing? Bruce Van Hall, Mike Douglas, and the team at Life Plan Advisory Services has always focused on protecting your hard-earned money. They are built for times like this. If you have a question, call us. There is no reason for you to sit by and watch money leak out of your retirement accounts like you did in 2008. You can do this without leaving your home. Set up a phone consultation now by calling 517-323-7526. That's 517-323-7526 or go online to mylifeplanfinancial.com.
Investment advisory services offered through Life Plan Advisory Services, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance and annuities offered through Life Plan Financial Design, Inc.
You know, people still walk up to me and say, man, have you lost weight? I'm Steve Gerber, and I did lose weight, a lot of it. I did it with My Pure Health Solutions, formerly Nutrimost. I'm still surprised because it's been almost 2 years since I made the decision to drop the pounds. And with My Pure Health Solutions,
I did it with a custom plan built just for me, and I'm so happy I did. I feel better. People tell me I look better. I lost 40 pounds. I still feel great. Find out more at GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com. That's GruberHealth.com. Believe me, if I could do it, so can you.
Every week at Ellie's Place, peer support groups help hundreds of children and teens learn to cope and begin to heal after the death of a parent, sibling, or someone close to them.
It just made me feel like I wasn't the only one going through this.
1 in 12 children in Michigan will experience the death of a parent or sibling before the age of 18. At Ellie's Place, children interact with peers who've suffered a similar loss and express their emotions in a secure and empowering environment. Learn more at elliesplace.org.